The crowd gathering beside the fairgrounds on Sunday morning was ready to move. Everyone lined up beside the new trail entrance, which showcases panoramic views of Onondaga Lake, and it was off to the races.
Ready, set, go!
With the extension, the trail now spans from the Honeywell Visitor Center on the west side of the lake all the way to the Onondaga Lake Park on the east side. It's been 7 years since the 2.3-mile addition was approved by county legislators, and more than a century since the west side of the lake has been open to the general public. Even though they've been kept waiting, the scenery was a big draw for Stan Moore and Brett Dumay, who usually run starting on the other shore.
I heard, actually, one of our runners sent out an email to us saying that the views of the other side of the lake and downtown and whatever are spectacular along here. So that's real. I hadn't paid much attention to it until then, but I can see it now, yeah.
Even on a day of high spirits, the area's polluted reputation was still present. The Onondaga Nation did not attend the trail opening, for example, to reinforce the opinion that the soda ash waste beds beneath the new trail should have been removed altogether. County Executive Joni Mahoney brought it up first thing before she cut the ribbon.
This is just over 2.5 miles long, and it goes across the old Allied waste beds, and so you know we brought fill in to make this a nice, level, smooth trail instead of excavation. And this is really a testament to both nature and what we can do to bring back the environment.
The $4.5 million trail extension is the most recent step to providing trail access all the way around Onondaga Lake. The next planned addition should end at the Onondaga Creek Walk, just behind Destiny USA. Hannah Warren, WAER News.